Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. And I'm really glad you're here with me today. I'm going to talk about a very important subject. Blood pressure, kidney problems, kidney disease, and also strokes. Now, I could also talk about heart disease and diabetes and all that. It's all related. But I'm going to emphasize these. And in a little bit, you're going to hear some people that have gone through this and some people that have gotten tremendous results using Restore product. But we're going to get an education on this. Now, when a person has kidney disease, they rate it in five categories. When you're in the fifth level, you're on dialysis, and you're a candidate for kidney transplant. And that happened to a sister-in-law of mine. And she had kidney diseases because she had a genetic polycystic where the cysts build up in the kidneys. In that case, the kidneys get larger. In every other case, the kidneys shrink. The two primary reasons people have kidney disease, that's the third, is the first one is high blood pressure and diabetes, very related. Then after that, after the polycystine, is infections. If you get a staph infection, let's say you have a bladder infection, and it moves back into the kidneys or stays in the kidneys, and it's not cleared out, that can cause a breakdown of the kidneys. Now, your kidneys have a filter system that the blood comes through, and every time your heart beats, 40% of your blood moves through your kidneys. It's getting rid of all the toxins that are coming out of the cells. That's what your urine's all about, getting rid of all that. And some of it goes through the lymph system and out through your bowels and stuff. But some of it, and some through your sweat and everything else, but some comes through the kidneys, a very high percentage. And so if your kidneys are failing, these toxins are starting to build back into the body, sort of like having your plumbing in your house starting to fail and you're starting to get sewer gas. Well, in a sense, you're getting that on an internal level. Not a pleasant thing to think about. Your kidneys, though, are a phenomenal filter system. Your urine, even though it smells because of the sulfur and stuff, if you don't have kidney disease, is better than distilled water or every bit as good. Strange to say that, but it is. It's not toxic. It's not like your bowels, not like your fecal matter. It's actually been purified. But if you're having problems, if there's an infection in there, if there's other things, then that may not be true. And what starts happening is the protein will show up, and that's one of the things they measure. Creatinine levels start showing up in the blood or in the urine. The blood is spilling that into the urine. And sometimes your urine will smell different. It will be darker. You'll have a metallic taste. These are all symptoms. But high blood pressure, which is rampant in our society, comes in with too much pressure. And then the little filter systems within the kidney are hit with too much pressure, and they start breaking down. This can be a real problem. Now, we're not talking about kidney stones. When the toxins are built up and not being cleared out, that usually starts happening because a lot of people don't drink enough water. They live on coffee or soda and stuff, and they don't get enough actual water. They get dehydrated, and dehydration is really harmful to the kidneys. And so you want to stay hydrated. You want to drink a little water every couple of hours and keep the body hydrated, 6-8 ounces at a minimum every 2 or 3 hours. At least every 2 hours. I don't have any trouble drinking water. Some people do. They don't like the taste of it. You could add something like Emergen-C to it. And some of these others that are rip-off versions of Emergen-C. You can add that. Gatorade, no. But those are pretty good for you. But you need to drink water. I drink a lot of iced tea. But iced tea, coffee, sodas, they're dehydrating, so you have to make up for it even more so by getting enough water in there. And so it's very, very important, or you could end up with kidney stones. And as I understand, this one lady told me years ago that passing a kidney stone was more painful than giving birth to her 3 children. And so I went, wow, never thought about that. But that's a good example. Fortunately, I'll never know the pain that is to give birth, and hopefully never know what it's like to pass a kidney stone. But it's not something you want to do. So stay hydrated. Now, you got to work with your doctor. When you get blood tests, they can tell if protein's starting to build up and some other things going on, that there is something going on with your kidneys. You got to really start taking care of it. The high blood pressure, you got to get under control. Diabetes, you got to get under control. The high level of sugar and the high level of insulin breaks down the blood vessels in the kidneys and hardens the blood vessels. Insulin itself, people say, well, I control my blood sugar because I take more insulin when my blood sugar is high. Yeah, but insulin thickens up the walls of your arteries and your blood vessels. It's inflammatory. You want to use insulin and keep it within the normal range. So what do you have to do? You have to get rid of the sugar and starch out of your diet. You have to do a low-carb diet. And now if you have kidney problems, a low-carb diet is not good because too much protein is harder on it. So a keto diet is good. It's low-carb, but it's low-protein too. It's more of the good fats. You can do a keto diet, and you eat more plant-based protein, pea protein, sanchi, which is a nut that's very high in protein. You eat more plant protein and it's less acidic. The sodas, the phosphoric acid they use to make the carbonation. Now, it's not always done that way, but the phosphoric acid in all regular sodas is very acidic to the kidneys and to the blood vessels. And so that is something you have to become aware of. They're now making some of these sodas that don't have much in the way of sweetness in it. They're mainly carbonated water. I see one that's using probiotics. Probiotics bubbles up, and that's a very good alternative. You could always add some stevia or mock fruit to it, and you feel like you haven't missed your soda. I don't remember what the name of that is. I picked it up down at Sprouts one time, but I noticed that it's probiotics is what is given its carbonation, not phosphoric acid. And you say, well, the stomach acid is more acidic than phosphoric acid. It is, but the mineral of phosphoric acid passes through the stomach acid and into your cells and lowers that. And you got to remember also, when you get a lower pH, you set up an environment that cancer can take place within the cells. So you really need to keep your pH in a normal, healthy way, and there's a lot of ways to do that, but that's another show. I want to emphasize the need to keep the blood pressure there, and I want to in a healthy level. And the Ultramita Restore is one of the things that you do. You also, it's very, very powerful in that regard, I think, in giving the body what it needs to help regulate, because it works with the adrenaline gland. The adrenaline gland sits right on top of the kidneys, and when you have high blood pressure, sometimes it's because your adrenaline gland is in almost a constant state of fight and flight, where it's constricting the blood vessels, causing the kidneys to retain too much sodium. It's trying to drive the blood out into the muscles so you can run and get away from whatever predator showed up or ready to fight somebody. That's what it's trying to do. But we get that from just driving in traffic or in a bad relationship and arguing, things of that sort, our daily stress, our upset at the news can raise our blood pressure, and we get where we live it and breathe it all day long and take it for granted, but it's not normal. It's not the way the body's supposed to function. So within the Restore, they have what they call adaptogens, ashwagandha, cordyceps, and other ones using this XDS technology, and people say, boy, that calms me down. And it does. It's a wonderful product that way. But it also has things that support the blood vessels, the olive leaf and olive oil and the black seed oil that helps clean it up and make them more flexible. Then it has nutrients for the blood sugar. It approaches it for so many different angles. And that's why a lot of people say, boy, my blood pressure has come down. I can see why. It's feeding the body what it needs to do that. But there's other things too. Omega-3 oil, especially DHA. You want to take a lot if you have high blood pressure. I mean a lot. 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams a day, I would say a minimum. And then things like CoQ10, PQQ, hawthorn berry. Well, the list goes on. Let's see. Magnesium, so very, very important. Many years ago, before I knew about Restore, I was working with the health food center that doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Green Acres. And there was a really good guy there, Jim Swanson, that ran the bookstore. And a man came in and said his blood pressure is going through the roof and he's tired of the blood pressure medicine. He got off it because it made him feel bad. But his blood pressure was 190 over 120. I told him to take liquid magnesium so it would get into the body quickly. I told him to increase fish oil to, I think, about 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams, like I told you. CoQ10, hawthorn berry. I didn't know about PQQ wasn't on the market. May have told him to take resveratrol. He called me the next day, and his blood pressure was normal. When you really know powerful nutrition, because I was surprised. I really thought it would be 2 or 3 weeks or a month before he'd start seeing it come down, but it came down right away. Probably had a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium relaxes the blood vessels. The best one is bisglycinate or glycinate. They're both very good. Bisglycinate's a little better. Malate's not bad. Citrate's not bad. And there's a new one, lysinate. But magnesium, most people are deficient in magnesium. They say about 80% of the population. You need probably 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium, maybe more if you have high blood pressure. Then you got to sleep. Invigorest is such a great product. And there's a new CBD oil that I'm going to talk about that a friend of mine let me try, and boy, it's given me some great quality sleep. If you don't sleep well, your blood pressure will go up, and then everything else will break down. Sleep is so important to your health. So I'm going to, in a few moments, I'm going to have Roger Hill. He interviewed some people about their kidney problems and their blood pressure problems, and then some of the people that have gotten results, and you'll see what I'm talking about. We'll be right back after this break. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. Skills2change.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan, or Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, When you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I have Roger Hill with me, and Roger has some different guests and that he captured the interviews with him. And some of this is not about the effect the Restore had, but the effect that having kidneys or high blood pressure had. And so for those who haven't experienced that, and hopefully you haven't, but you need to be aware of it and need to be on top of it because it's becoming more and more prevalent. It's as we have diabetes, or at least pre-diabetes, and we have high blood pressure and everything, just so much in our society. Now, let's hear from Neil that what it's like to be dealing with this. So let's go to that.
Okay, Neil.
Yeah.
You have had a kidney concern for decades. Can you help us by telling us how it started, and then how does a person's life change? What happens to you once you get a kidney issue like this that puts you in dialysis?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, what started is my kidneys, I was failing a few years back when I was 18 years old. They couldn't tell me exactly what was going on, except that the doctors who told me this said that I would never be affected by this. But later on down the line, in about another 18 years, really, then they told me that, you know, at some point I was going to need dialysis. Probably went to a doctor again. They told me that the signs are, when you have a metallic taste in your mouth, you're probably going to need dialysis. I said, that's what you taste. Now, when they told me that, all day long, every day, I was thinking I was tasting something metallic. I had a metallic taste all day long, every day, you know. So when my kidneys really failed, and I really started tasting that metallic taste, I called them and told them, I'm having the metallic taste. I didn't know what else to say. So then they told me to come to the hospital. I came to the hospital. They took me to the hospital. I sat in the chair. They opened up my sleeve and said, well, you know, this is it. You're going to need, we're going to start giving dialysis. And I sat in the chair. They put two needles in my arm, one to take the blood out and one to put it back in. And that was my first dialysis treatment. It lasted about 4 hours. But by that time, I said, I don't want to go through this. I just refused to accept it. So I went home. And when I went home, I stayed at home for a while. I just went about my life and I thought everything would be okay. But then all of a sudden, I saw a little bit of my feet. It was swelling. I was getting sick. I was going through something that I didn't know what to do. So in about a week after that, I ran a bit sooner because I didn't want to feel like that anymore. They knew I was going to do that. So when I got to the center, they just said, Mr. Mayor, your chair is right here. They didn't ask me where I'd been because they knew I was coming. And so after that, that was my second treatment. And that's when I started dialysis.
Once you're on dialysis, once it's gone that far, how does your daily routine change? What kinds of things did you do before that you can't do? And what kind of things do you have to do now that you didn't do before?
So right. So my life, you know, I revolved around that dialysis machine. The main thing was that since I didn't have working kidneys anymore, that stops me from eating the things I want and definitely drinking the things I want, you know.
That change your bathroom habits?
For sure. A person who's been on dialysis for a long time, they stop making urine. Gradually at first, then all together. So that's my life right there. I wasn't making urine anymore.
So what advice would you have to somebody who's beginning to have signs of kidney issues?
If you haven't seen a doctor already and you think you're having problems with your kidneys, you're going to have to go see a doctor.
So thank you for that, Neil.
All right, sure.
Thanks, Roger, and thanks, Neil, for sharing that. People need to be aware how serious this is. Now, Rogers also has another interview coming up here, and this is with Roger Pugh, and he had a stroke. And he said what I've always said. I'd rather have a heart attack than have a stroke. But I want you to realize, and by the way, I know this interview. Roger has a wonderful woman in his life. A lot of women might have fallen by the wayside. So let's hear Roger interview Roger. Roger, let's go.
Tell me about the day that you had a stroke.
Well, Roger, I'll never forget that day. Morning, actually. Matter of fact, it was the day before I was going to get married, the night before. And I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden I was going to get up, and my whole left side was dead, totally. So we had to call the 911 and come in, and then come to find out it was high blood pressure, and the clot went to the brain on the left side. And my whole life changed at that time. And I'm up in the hospital, laying there, and not knowing I'm going to be a vegetable or this or that. And the lady I was going to marry and eventually did. So I'm laying there, and I'm thinking my whole, what am I going to do? I can't do this to her. And so I'm telling you, people need to really stop and think about and the impact of the blood pressure and letting the clots go through and all that. It is a critical thing. I wish I knew about Restore before, or I wish I'd had a little bit of more common sense and taking better care of myself. But no, I would not wish a stroke on my worst, and it's changes your life.
So, Roger, how high had your blood pressure been, and how long had it been high?
It was like 190 over like 110, I believe, was roughly what they were saying. Like, it's 12 years ago, and so it's been a while. But the doctor did say it was the blood pressure caused the stroke.
Right. And did you have any lingering effects from the stroke?
Oh, I still do. I got drop foot. I walk with a cane because my whole left side is dead. The stroke is the worst thing you can have. Sometimes I look back, if I had my choice, I think I'd rather have had a heart attack, because at least maybe if you do live through that, you're not having the limitations that a stroke has. And so, yeah, it's still affecting me big time.
So what in parting would you have everybody, what would you say to anybody about high blood pressure and avoiding a stroke, the importance of that?
Oh, I mean, you can't put a measure on that, because once you have a stroke, you are not the same person. The limitations, and even psychologically, it's has a major impact on you, because again, I mean, you sometimes you have dreams about being able to walk right, but it's horrible.
All right, thank you for sharing, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger, for sharing that, and thank you, Roger, for sharing what's gone on in your life. And congratulations. As I said before, you got a wonderful woman. I'm glad that worked out, that you ended up getting married. Now, I have another one here that I think is very, Imani. She has a very positive story to tell about the effect that the Ultramita Restore has been having with her high blood pressure and everything else. So let's hear Roger and Imani talk about that.
Imani, you had some blood results come back recently. Can you tell us about it? Explain to me again, the protein that has to do with your kidney, how early did it start showing up? How many years ago was that?
13. You know, I get a blood test done maybe every 6 months. And since 2013, having routine blood work done, and every time it comes back, my PCP, she expresses to me some concern over my protein in my urine, And at one point there, I believe she had mentioned something about my kidney. She said, well, your kidneys are, they're not bad, but she said, you want to watch the protein. I took a test in October, the end of October. I took a blood test. And when I got my comments back, my doctor wrote me a note, and she told me that the protein in my urine has decreased significantly and that my kidney function has improved. Well, you know, bells and whistles. I contribute that to the Restore. That's the only thing that has changed in my diet. It's the only thing that I'm taking different over the last year. So I think that's a great thing.
And Imani, how far were you into taking Restore at the time you got that report?
Not long. That's the irony of it, because I started in March. So we're looking at March, what, April, May, June, July, August, October. So we're looking at, what, 6.5 months?
Okay.
Right? So we're looking at 6.5 months. I got my blood work done at the end of October, and I got my results back. It's been well over 3 weeks ago. So, yeah. That's awesome.
That is totally awesome.
And, yeah, awesome.
Thank you, Imani. That really is important for people to realize that there is something they can do about it. Now, it depends on when you catch it, and there's other factors, but you really need to be aware that there are nutritional supports out there, some of the things I talked about in the beginning, as well as the Ultramida Restore. So there are wonderful, wonderful things. So take advantage of them. I don't want you to go through what some of these other people have gone through. And if you are going through it, let's see if you get some of the kind of results that Imani's got. We're going to take a break here, folks, and we'll be right back. I have a few more I want you to hear. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Ultramida Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com, and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, you heard some pretty darn interesting things and you realize how serious this is. High blood pressure can give you a stroke because it bursts a blood vessel. Actually, high blood pressure can give you a heart attack. If your heart is, especially the Widowmaker, which is an artery that runs down the front of the heart and down to the lower part, that's getting filled up and you have too much blood pressure. And boy, when that thing goes, there's a good reason it's called the Widowmaker. And it can kill you real easily. So it's very important. In that case, they probably put a stent in to bypass that artery where it's blocked. And so the blood is not shut off to the heart. But if you have some plaque break off and get to the brain, or you have blood vessel break in within the brain, which is called an aneurysm, that's a stroke. If you have it happen to your heart, that's a heart attack. One-third of all people that have a heart attack is their last heart attack, because they don't survive the first heart attack. There's other people that have had a number of heart attacks and keep surviving them. Pretty amazing to me. Now, we have C.W. Whitaker that Roger interviewed, and he got great results with Restore on his blood pressure. And I'm not saying the product itself, but the nutrients, they're well known. I mean, black seed oil, olive leaf, olive oil, CoQ10, thymocune that's in the black seed oil, resveratrol, all these different things that are wonderful for blood pressure, as well as the adaptogens the Russians use for athletes to lower stress, are all in there. I mean, this is a phenomenal product. 44 different things are in there, and really actually more than that, because in black seed, olive leaf, and olive oil, each one has a number of different things that are healthy within that. So I don't know how many. If I broke it all out, I might be talking about 60, 70 different things. But because of the XDS technology, they can use just micrograms and get more results than I can with 100 or 1,000 milligrams. Because it will deliver it to where it needs to go. That's right into the cell, into the nucleus, and into the mitochondria. And the mitochondria may be 1,000 times smaller than the actual cell. So getting things delivered where it needs to go is so important, because once the body has the energy and has detoxified the cells, then it also starts working with stem cells, it starts clearing things up, does all these wonderful things. So I want you to hear what C.W. Whitaker's experience was, what effect it had on his blood pressure.
C.W., share with everybody what you just texted me about your blood pressure.
Well, at first I was taking 10 micrograms of blood pressure medicine, and I was taking the Restore, and I was getting dizzy, and my doctor said, well, your blood pressure is dropping too much. I'm going to reduce your medicines to 2 milligrams, and he reduced it, and now it's running by 100 to 95 over 75 to 65, and he's saying, well, look, next step is to take you off medication for life. I said, well, let's get it on. So that's where I stand right now.
What did your blood pressure start at? How high was it before?
Around 140. 140 over 85.
All right. Okay, thank you for that. Now, those of you who were listening to what I said earlier, what those numbers were, I mean, that's stage 2 hypertension. Okay? stage 2 hypertension all the way now to about to get off of it. Hey, thank you for sharing that.
All right. It's a great product.
Okay, Roger captured another interview, and I really appreciate CW sharing that because I like a show that helps people find solutions that will make them healthier and live longer and live with more quality in their life. And that's what I've always tried to do since I started back in March of 1997. So Roger has one more interview I want you to hear. It's a short one, but with Steve Baldwin. So let's see what happened when he started using this product. So Roger, let me hear what Steve and you have to say.
Steve.
Hey Roger, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Real quickly. My blood pressure at one point was 160/105. I mean, it's crucial.
Yes.
It's been going since I've been on Restore. I took it this morning. It was 117/71.
Outstanding. Thank you for sharing that, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Roger, for getting that interview. And thanks for the interview before with CW, because it's important for people to realize that these may not be life sentences. In other words, you're not destined just to go downhill if you learn how to take care of yourself. If you learn to get your blood sugar under control, and that takes a knowledge about eating. In fact, one of the things I'm doing for the Ultra Mitos company, or More Mito company, is I'm doing a lecture after their 11 o'clock talk on Saturday morning. I'm not doing a lecture, actually, a little bit, but mainly it's interactive, and I'm helping people learn what to eat, what works for them, finding out what has worked for them before and what things have failed, and trying to adjust that. So this is something you can take advantage of. That's why I do so much on this Ultra Mito Restore. There's other things that are very powerful, but in it's soon going to be 25 years of doing radio and podcasts, and about 3 years before that, being the educational director for different network marketing companies. At one time back in the 90s, network marketing companies would give out cassettes explaining different products. Well, I was one of the guys that produced those cassettes for companies, educating people on how things worked. And so I've been at this for a long time, and I've seen some very wonderful things. But I do want everyone, if I could get everyone in the world on this Ultra Mito Restore, and the Rejuvenate Gel is wonderful as well, but if I could get them on the Restore, I'd make so much difference in the health of the world. And maybe at some time, Dr. Elliott's genius will be recognized and it will become a common thing. That would be wonderful. Now, one of the things I want to mention here is that there are other things too. I'll give you an example. Pomegranate. You never hear me talk about pomegranate in a long time. Pomegranate activates the HDL. There's two classifications of cholesterol, and then those break down. I think there's two forms of HDL, about four different forms of LDL cholesterol. And one, very, very low LDL, is actually associated with longer life. They classify LDL as a bad cholesterol. But what they're really trying to say, and if they know what they're talking about, and most of them do now, is oxidized LDL that has gone from a fluffy cloud down into a BB. And now that BB is sticking against the artery wall, and it's building up a plaque in that, cutting off the blood flow. And if that plaque, it may let's say it's a half inch long, it's along that line of the blood vessel. Now, if it breaks off, now it becomes a dam, and it starts blocking off the blood flow, and now you're in serious problems. As again, what I said earlier, you could end up with a stroke, heart attack, or you may be having that happen on little levels, affecting your kidneys. The kidneys and high blood pressure, you could have high blood pressure without having kidney problems, but you're going to have kidney problems down the line. But if the kidneys are starting to break down, they also cause high blood pressure. So let's say you have high blood pressure that causes kidney problems. Now the breakdown of the kidneys, the blood can't filter through that. So now the blood pressure is increasing again. at a higher level, and now you get a vicious cycle going on, and it's feeding back on itself. And so we have to become smart about how we take care of things. People spend a lot of money keeping their car working well, but they won't take the time of learning how to take care of their body. That's what I'm here for. I'm sort of someone that studied the mechanics of physiology since I was a young kid. I don't know why, it just fascinated me in every regard, and I've always studied it and wanted to share the knowledge that I had. At one time, what I'm doing now, no one would think of doing. There wasn't a market for a health and fitness show, but now there's plenty of us out there trying to help people, and there's some good things out there. Now, back to pomegranate. You can have a high level of HDL and still have plaque. The reason is HDL, the cleanup form of cholesterol that will pick up the LDL and take it back to the liver and either get rid of it or clean it up where it can be used properly, becomes inactive. Though it's a high level, it's not doing its job. Well, inside pomegranate, or the pomegranate activates an enzyme inside the HDL called PON1, PON1. And there's also, it activates another enzyme called PON2. And that's not inside the HDL, but it's all involved in the cleanup. So they were wondering, why are people getting healthier taking pomegranate? That's the reason. The problem I have with pomegranate is high in sugar, and sugar is a main cause of high blood pressure, sugar and starch, which is, starch becomes sugar in 20 minutes in the body. Sometimes it becomes much faster. The glycemic load, which, by the way, you need to study the glycemic load charts. That's far more important than glycemic index. That's the load, how much impact. For instance, if I eat a raw carrot, though the sugar in the carrot is fairly high on the glycemic index, as long as I keep it tied to the fiber, all that fibrous connection within the carrot, it won't have much effect on me. But if I juice it, it might. It might really jump it up tremendously. That fiber is really important. So there, you're looking at net carbs. Net carbs is when you subtract the fiber from the carbohydrate. When you read something that says it has 13, or let's say it says has 30 grams of carbohydrates, something that's very fibrous, but it has 3 net carbs. Oh, 3 net carbs. I can eat that. That's not a big deal. But if it doesn't have much fiber and it has 20, 30 grams of carbohydrates and only 1 or 2 grams of fiber, I'm going, no, I can't eat that. That's going to hit my blood sugar and raise it, and I'm going to feel bad in 30 minutes or an hour. So you learn that, and it's important to study the glycemic load because it's the load, the impact over a period of time that a food's going to have. So I want you to educate yourself. You can Google that information. Part of what I'm teaching the class, I did that last week with Ultramito or Moremito. So if you become a member of Moremito, if you listen to the commercial, you go to moremito.com/RadioDan, and you buy one of their products, you can also take advantage of that. And you can listen to their talks on Saturday morning and Monday night. Very good information. I learned a lot, too. When Dr. Elliott's on or some of the results people are going, I would have went, whoa, I would not have thought of that. I would not think vision would improve or people with cerebral palsy were getting where they can walk and run. And I would have thought, no, that's not possible. But it happens. And so I go, okay, it is possible. And there's must be a stem cell effect going on as well. And something I don't emphasize enough, but I used to talk a lot about, and that was omega-3 oil. And I used to always say you need a good balance of EPA, DHA, a little more DHA than EPA, which is true. But it doesn't hurt to just do DHA itself. And there's a number of ways you can get it. It looks like the food sources are not as good as I thought they were going to be. So I always use Noric Naturals Ultramito. That's my favorite. And not Ultramito, Ultra Omega. I use that, and I'll use their max version where I get at least 3,000 milligrams, 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. And then Carlson's is a very good way of doing it. The trouble with Carlson's is be careful. Don't leave that lid off. You pour it into a tablespoon and put that lid right back on and put it back in the refrigerator because omega-3 oxidizes very easily. Chia, I sometimes do a chia dessert. I've talked about that before with the chocolate powder mixed in and then hot water. A chocolate powder with stevia. And, in fact, I'll probably make that up tonight. I haven't done that in a while. And it's a very good food. Flax, and not so much. It can go rancid very quickly. Then things like CoQ10, vitamin C. Don't talk about it enough. Vitamin C is very important. And usually synthetic vitamins are not good for you. But ester C is synthetic. But it's a better form of vitamin C and will last longer in the body. Same thing with benfotamine. Very good for the blood sugar. And it's a synthetic form of, I think, thiamine. And but yet you want to utilize it. Now remember also, they call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. Third form of diabetes. And so when your blood sugar is elevated, a lot of things are going on. But the brain has a membrane, a special kind of membrane called the brain barrier. And it's trying to shut that sugar off. So the brain starts starving and the brain cells start dying. Well, high levels of omega-3 coconut oil or the MCT oil in coconut feeds the brain. And that's what a keto diet is so good for. It was originally made for epilepsy, and now they find it's great for Alzheimer's and other mental problems. And so that is our approach. But where the blood, where the circulation is dying in the brain, when they do autopsies, that's where the brain cells are dying. They realize it's not as much as the plaque on the neurons as it has to do with circulation. One of the keys, before I have to say goodbye, is nitric oxide products. That's what the beet powder is. You want the fermented form, and then you want to also look at usually sertraline and arginine. There's different forms, but sertraline, definitely, I do about 4 grams of that a day. That helps keep the nitric oxide levels up. That opens up the blood vessels. It relaxes them, opens them up, moves toxins out. Very, very important. So do be sure to look for that. But some of these nitric oxide products, NO products you'll see at the health food stores, will have caffeine in there because bodybuilders like it to help with their workout. Don't use it with caffeine. Your blood vessels are wide open. You don't want to overstimulate your adrenals. But do use nitric oxide. It's one of the most wonderful ways to improve your blood sugar. I mean, your blood vessels. Now, we'll be back next week, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Share this with your friends and family. A lot of them may die because of high blood pressure or kidney problems or heart problems. So please share this. And thanks again for listening.